Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour now. It's time for another visit with the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster. My website for my farm is Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. It's kind of interesting. This past weekend on my farm, we had Christmas in July. A lot of Christmas things going on, Christmas music, Christmas items. It was kind of a potpourri of things. And among the surprises for me was a visit from a lady who listens to this program and other programs that I do, my Monday through Friday Good Day program, up in, I think, Hooksett, New Hampshire is where she was from, Terry Seavey. She brought her whole family down to the farm, and they had ice cream. I did a couple of tours on the farm myself this weekend with folks that came, mostly families. They want to see the cows. They want to feed the cows. They want to touch the cows. And that's part of the agritourism which I'm involved with there. And hopefully you're doing some of the same things on your farm. If you're in a relatively suburban area where you can attract an audience, if you're out in real rural Nebraska, not likely that that will happen. But in many places, it's a way for you to enhance the value and the visibility of your farm. The first portion of our American Family Farmer each week is a focus on the news for this particular sector, if you will, that affects us. I start with a story from the Ag Department, Agriculture Department, working now with attorneys general in 31 states to address the anti-competitive markets in agriculture and the related industry of food shopping, because the, as always is the case, whenever there's consolidation and monopolies, higher prices follow, fewer choices for consumers, and that's what's going on right now. So this agriculture competition, this is an announcement that was made. The Competition Council is involved in this, and they partner with a couple of other groups in the federal government. So what's going to happen is all the states and the USDA are going to put this partnership together with the Center for State and Foreign. There's so many damn agencies, you know, and I knew there's all, but we all know that we're getting screwed. Basically, that's the bottom line here. So they've put together this task force to deal with what we all know, and that is that the supermarkets are not acting in our best interests. And from the farmer's point of view, that is presented in the way we get paid for what we do. Imagine a bag of corn that's been growing for 75 days, and you pick two ears off of that stalk of corn, and you put it in a bag or in a box, and maybe there are 100 ears of corn in that box. And I say this because this is what I know is going on with supermarkets around here. They pay you $20 for a bag, 100 ears of corn, that they're going to sell for a dollar an ear at this time of year. So that's 80 cents. If you get a dollar for an ear of corn, 80 cents to the supermarket and 20 cents to the farmer who grew it. Does that feel like it makes sense? Feel like it's good? Doesn't feel good to me. And it doesn't feel good to most people who think it through. So, and that's a direct result of what these grocery stores are getting away with, these big chains, the four or five huge chains that operate most of the grocery stores in this country, from whom, like it or not, most of us get the bottom, you know, the foundation to our food anyway. Instead of, you know, we go and there are more and more people that are visiting local farms, get as much as they can, but often they don't grow enough because the popularity is what it is. They don't have enough land, whatever it is. So gouging is going on in grocery retail markets, in the meat department, the poultry department, the vegetable department. The agricultural markets are not getting what they need to get. So the government is going to investigate, whatever that's going to mean. At least it calls attention to things. There are more regulations that are being proposed by the White House. How about this for an idea there, boys and girls in the Biden administration? Stop allowing so many of these the coercive types of combinations of businesses that consolidate. Let's stop that, especially in the agricultural sector with the huge factory farms have developed where you're going to milk hundreds if not thousands of cows to survive. That's wrong. But yet it's set into action by lack of government action and in some cases bad government action. So we'll be watching this. Let's see what happens with this task force as it moves along. All right, next item of interest here is how droids are going to be in your future. AI, artificial intelligence. So let's look at, we're talking about corn, so let's look at corn as one of the three major cereal crops in our country and in the world. Very important. Farmers utilizing in our country pretty much every tool and technique to maximize the yields, especially in areas where the weather, if there's too much rain, is not enough. So here's something that has come to my attention. There is a new way of figuring out when the corn is ready. It isn't you going out into the cornfield and checking it out. It's sending a bot out called a phenobot, trying to get more efficient corn planting, corn identity. It's been developed in North Carolina State University and Iowa State University. It's automated technology capable of accurately measuring the angle of leaves on corn stalks. And that way they can tell what stage the ear of corn is in and whether it's ready to be picked or not. So you don't have to send anybody because they're now automatic. We all know that. You've got machines on your farm probably. You sell a lot of sweet corn. They pick the corn. So we have a robot that tells you when, by looking around in the field, when you can pick the corn. You send something else to what are we going to do? Are we ever going to even touch this stuff again? Are these the droids that you're looking for? If you're planting a lot of vegetables, they may be. There's a couple of different companies. One of them is called AngleNet. It's hardware and software together go out. Robotic device called a phenobot moves out into the field on four wheels, steers manually, is narrow enough to navigate between a 30-inch. I have my corn's at 30 inches. A lot of people put it at 36, but anyway, they can make one of these bots to go between a 30-inch couple of rows of corn to check it out. The American family farmer, Doug Steffen, with an announcement encouraging you to call 800-419-3684. That's 800-419-DOUG. Call that number now. Be one of the first 10 callers, and you will get two free nights in Las Vegas. There's no hitch. There's nothing other than be the right in the first 10 callers, and you win two free nights in Vegas. What's wrong with that deal? 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684. It's not really a contest. It's a way for you to be familiar. If you've never been in Vegas, this is a way to get you there. And 541 Travels, they specialize in this sort of trip. So help yourself. No, as I said, no purchase necessary. 800-419-3684.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with a focus on sweet corn again. This is the corn season, so a lot of the news has to do with the growing and harvesting of corn. This is destined for your freezer, maybe, for the canned food aisle. The amount of corn available has been decreasing over the last 3 decades. There's a study out, research done at the University of Illinois, analyzing this last 30 years, 3 decades. And they went to, they started with 20,000 sweet corn fields across 4 states. And so over the 30 years, the data tracked things like yield and acres planted and the different kinds of hybrids. And over this period of time, processing sweet corn, friends, have seen an overall reduction in acres planted and a reduction in production. So the study looks at trends independent of causes. Researchers' findings earlier suggest there's a direct link to climate change. So those of you who are into or onto the climate change message, the corn growers of America are feeling, and this is another angle, I don't know whether I think this is, 2 and 2 is still 4. I believe there are changes going on and that it is affecting the crops in our country, no matter what the crops are. And thus your choices in the supermarket or at the farm or wherever you buy your produce. The Department of Agriculture and its research service is looking at rain, looking at drought. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to look around and see what's going on, frankly. And so then we get into the discussion and debate, should farmers be brought in to this? Because it is very, it's polarizing. There's no question in my mind that we have a difference. We have a change, and it's going on and will continue to go on. Whether it's caused by man or whether it's caused by Mother Nature, I tend to think it's a combination of both. I've not gone off the deep end. I don't want an electric tractor. I don't want an electric truck. But I do want to have as much vegetable and access to food as I can possibly get. So the question is climate change changing what we have available to eat? And the answer is yes, it is, frankly. And so what do we do about it is the thing. Do we plant more corn? Do we find better places to grow the corn? We have land in our country that has been used for growing corn for decades, for years, for centuries, that's no longer any good to grow corn. So where's the replacement? That's the question. And there really isn't a good answer to it yet. So perhaps we'll keep following this as well. Doug Steffen here, focusing on growing in the news portion. Up next, we're going to be talking to an 8th-generation family farmer here on the American Family Farmer this week.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, this is the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a lady named Zoe Kent, who just so happens to be in the 8th generation of a family farm. It's Kent Farms in Ohio. It's a great corn area as much as anything else. Let's hear about the history of your farm and what the generations have done with the land over the years.
Yes. So in the 1820s, 8 generations ago, I had some family move here. They were some of the first people to live in this small town. I like to joke that we just then never left. But our roots run deep here. Where I grew up at, we are the 8th generation on where I live now. Down the road, we are the 6th generation on this farm. The farm has ebbed and flowed in what we produce. Right now, we're currently a corn and beans operation, but we have raised cows, we've baled hay, we've done all of the things over the years.
When you look back at your childhood and connect with your father and perhaps your grandfather who was there, hopefully, when you were growing up, what did they like best about being at this farm and working on the farm?
So my dad, he always gets choked up when he talks about this, which he's not a very emotional guy, but he just loves the, you know, you put in all of this physical work, you have all this delayed gratification because it takes a long time to see a return on your investment. You know, it's not a job where you just pick up a check at the end of each week. You are literally growing your business and stuff, and you can watch it happen in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
Just the gratification of a hard day's work is definitely what was best for him on the mm-hmm. farm.
So when did you become the farmer?
I graduated from Ohio State in 2017, and I worked for my dad for a few years. And then we formed a partnership. We ran an LLC for 3 years, and then I officially bought him out in January of 2022. So this is my second second season as full owner of the farm.
So how'd you do that? One of the great things now in terms of conversation is how to pass the land on, because government laws are stupid. The way that the death tax is administered and the way taxes on land, generally speaking, don't appeal or apply or don't correctly look at the value of farmland the way that it ought to be looked at, as a national treasure, not as a piece of wealth, the dirt that we have to tax until oblivion. How'd you do it? How'd you arrange this in terms of the actual finances? Because a lot of people have these questions, and maybe the way you fixed it is will be an inspiration for people who are trying to figure it out.
Yes. So, most basically, it took a lot of talking with accountants, talking with our lawyers. But I will say, I do not own the ground. I own all of the equipment. I operate all of the buildings. I own all the inputs. I cash rent all of my farm ground, my dad being my largest landlord. So the ground itself, that will be a thing that's transferred hopefully centuries from now when him and my mother pass away. And I have siblings, so we all know how it's going to be split equitably among us. And what I've been really lucky with is that both of my siblings have passions that are not farming. And they fully support me being the farmer. We are not a ginormous farm, so had they wanted to come back to the farm, we would have needed to be a little bit more creative in terms of maybe having outside jobs, but it does allow me to be full-time on the farm, and I really appreciate their support.
All right, well, I want to dig into that in a moment. We'll pause for a few moments here and come back to our conversation with Zoe Kent, who is the eighth generation of the Kent Farm in North Central Ohio, as we continue this week on The American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A brutal heat wave blasting the country is expected to cool down in several states.
Tens of millions of Americans were under heat advisories Friday from California to New York as daytime temperatures skyrocket and nighttime lows sit about 10 degrees hotter than normal. National Weather Service forecasters say a lot of the heat is expected to dissipate by late Saturday, leaving behind chances of thunderstorms and mild temperatures into next week.
Ryan Daniels reports a cold front should should bring an end to the heat wave on the East Coast, while the streak of 110-degree days in Phoenix should come to an end. Five people were wounded in the shooting in Seattle.
Police say the shooting happened just before 8 Friday night in the parking lot of a donut shop in King County. Two of the victims are in critical condition. No arrests have been made. Police don't have a motive at this point.
Brad Siegel reporting. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to bad harvest honey.
All right, 34 at the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to talk to Zoe Kent. From Kent Farms in north central Ohio, Crawford County. She's the eighth generation. So at what point did you decide, Zoe, that it was going to be you? Did you decide by yourself? You have siblings. You were talking about them. You said they weren't really interested. So did you feel it was your responsibility, or did you really want to do this?
Oh, no, I really wanted to do this. I know being eighth generation, people, I get comments all the time, people saying, oh, my goodness, are you worried about, you know, when you transfer it to the ninth generation? But I will say my dad never put the pressure on any of us. He never forced us to work on the farm. It was very much a, hey, if you want to tag along and do some work, that'd be great. But I will say he was really thrilled. I think, you know, I was like in sixth grade when I announced to the family one night at dinner that I was going to be the farmer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so what you announced it, what did everybody else say?
Well, they knew I had a passion. You see, as a little kid, I was always looking to make some money here and there to buy toys and stuff. And so I was always looking for a little job. I was always trying to mow the yard and pick up rocks. And, you know, the first time my dad let me run some tillage equipment and stuff, I was thrilled to get out there. So I don't think it was a surprise to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are more and more women who are taking the helm. I see it more with dairy around where I am than I do with crops. But why not? What difference does it make? So describe a day in your life for us.
Yep. Well, on the farm, everything is a little bit different. Now I'll take you back a couple of weeks ago. I helped clean up all of the grain bins and then I hauled in the last load. I do most of our trucking and then I have one employee, JD, who works for me. He is an awesome mechanic. He fixes everything I break. I can fix a shear pin here or there, grease something if I need to, but he's the one that's fixing my machinery. I know that's a little stereotypical, you know, saying that
okay.
I don't know the mechanics, but I like being transparent about that.
Right. You'll learn sooner or later, I think, that's what happens with experience. Much as anything else, you'll learn, and it'll become fun, and you'll be able to say, oh, I just fixed that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you will. You'll find. We all go through that same learning curve, no question about it. So the idea here of doing what you do and how you get the word out, you're not selling locally, right? You're selling into the system, if you will. You're selling into the markets in Chicago or wherever. Is that fair? When you're doing corn and beans, that's kind of what happens, right?
Yep. No specialty products here.
Mm-hmm. So, but you do, you got a lot of social media presence. I'm looking at that. Is this a podcast, Farm with Zoe, or are you just putting this stuff up on social media?
Yep. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and a little bit of YouTube here and there. And it's just lighthearted, family friendly videos about farming, slightly educational, but we keep it fun and light around here.
All right. So what does that do? Is this for you or is it for the farm? Because social media, as we all know, like it or not, has become a huge thing in my business, although I'm in the tube head. It's one of the things at my farm, I don't know if you looked at my website or not, but it's very frustrating because we are so dependent on getting the word out using social media rather than the old traditional stuff. I don't think we do a good job. I've never thought we did a good job. I've never liked my website. I've never liked my Facebook presence. I've never liked any of it because I don't think we're it's tuned in. And I have younger people working with me on the farm. It's so important. It's so necessary. So for you, it looks like it's become a side gig.
Yes, very much. It started out definitely that I just wanted to show people agriculture. Just being that I am a 5'3 blonde girl, most people don't think farmer when they see me at first. And I just kind of, sometimes you have to show people to have them believe you. So I kind of started it out of selfish intentions, you know, just almost to prove myself to others. And I will say that, like, people, I think, take me a little bit more seriously when I post videos of me in a tractor and they see that I'm actually capable of doing the work. I think people make assumptions that I might just manage or something like that. So it started off as kind of just proving to others what I'm doing and educating my friends. I have a lot of friends that don't come from farming backgrounds that get a lot of value out of it. Mm-hmm. But yes, it has definitely spiraled into a business that is really awesome. Just, you know, as I said, I bought my dad out 2 years ago. I am in massive debt, as anyone can imagine.
Of course.
So it is fortunate that I can make a little bit of money off of this, too.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the Shark Farmer podcast, which is part of what you produce, it would seem. You also have Farm with Zoe, as I said before. The people who will pay attention to you, are they there because it helps? Are they paying attention? Does that help your business? Or is this, as you said, kind of a side thing that makes you feel like you're getting the word out?
Yeah, so I have followers kind of all over the place. I definitely some local people. I do think it probably helps with local people. I do know a lot of people kind of joke that, you know, if they want to see what's happening at our farm, they'll just scroll through social media rather than, you know, stopping by
to
check up on us.
Right.
But yeah, I would say I kind of keep the focus on just farm education and not too much on just promoting our business, I think it's helped our business too.
And it is helpful. And one of the reasons that you're here, what I do with this program, I don't know if you'd heard of the program before or not, but I'm here to help family farmers. I'm not here to help Big Ag. I don't have Big Ag advertisers. They loathe me because of my positions on things with Right to Repair and what Monsanto and Bayer do. Those companies all stay as far away from me as they can. And because I'm thinking that there's a better way to do it, and family farmers seem to be more interested in doing it, quote unquote, the better way or the best way. Maybe we won't all agree on all of it, but we certainly know when you said what you did about, you know, something happening to the tractor. I don't know what kind of tractors you have. I don't drive green tractors. I drive red tractors. But whatever color, it's important that we be able to take care of our own equipment. And I know that has been with the, and I say this advisedly, with the older crowd, a big deal. Are you involved in that conversation at all?
Not publicly. I will say I farm all green. And there are a lot of frustrations there. We had a store that was really holding out as being owned locally for a very long time. And I know there was a lot of people upset when it was bought out by a larger corporation that provides us with, I'll just say it, pretty poor service, unfortunately.
Right. Was a deliberate thing on the part. John Deere went in with another, they sort of created another company to buy back all their dealerships so they can control everything. Here in the Northeast, there's a company that has done it all over New York, New England, New Jersey, and I think there are three or four companies that basically are subsets of John Deere that are doing exactly what you just said. They're not, and it seems like they think they can control everything, and the government's working against them. The people that have the stuff are sick of the stuff that is reality in dealing with them, as you were just suggesting. You can't get service from them. And so anyway, I don't want to make this about John Deere, but I do want to make it a way to help people. So when that happens, you don't get service, what do you do?
No, I don't know. I guess I don't have much to say there because we're kind of, I don't know, we're in an in-between transition period where we're figuring out what's going to work best for our farm.
I get it. Okay, that's fair enough. Listen, it is, but I'll tell you, a lot of people that are in your place, and that's why, as I say, this program is here to help the family farmer. They are, it's a concern. It's a big problem, frankly.
Yep. All right, I definitely know there's a lot of frustration there.
Yep, for sure. All right, we pause for a moment. Zoe Kent is here. Weight loss stories galore at calotren.com or toploss.com. Calotren. Calotren is the place to go, is the product to use when you are interested in losing weight and keeping it off. That's the important part of this. As they celebrate their 27th anniversary, they have a lot of specials, Christmas and July things that will help you lose weight. The story here, the success, is all because of its natural components. It has no drugs, there's no stimulants. It's all about things that are good for you. Collagen proteins, proteins, the digestive enzymes, aloe vera, all of that stuff becomes the important strength behind your success. So if you want to find out what the secret to their success is, just check out the website, toploss.com, and see all of the success stories, hundreds, hundreds, thousands of them, in fact. Get your own counselor, have them help you through the plan that you are going to stick with, thanks to the help from Calotren. Help yourself to the information, toploss.com. Doug Steffen recommends it highly.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast.
test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Back with Zoe Kent here from this wonderful family experience that she's having. So I noticed that you're touting you're by yourself, although you do make mention of your boyfriend. How does the boyfriend work into the farm or not at all?
Yes, so he is actually my fiance as of last
week. Congratulations. Good, congratulations. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. We've been together 7 years. He moved up to the farm 3 years ago, and he has a full-time job. He is a UX designer, and he's really good at what he does. That being said, he's done a little work here and there. He knows how to operate the machinery. He is great at, he's a drone. He'll fly for us so we can get imaging on some of our farms. And so I know it's not maybe the stereotypical, you know, two people working together day in, day out, but it is what works for us.
But exactly. Why does it have to be typical? Why can't it be just what it is? You are doing it. And you want to do it, you love doing it, so how about we leave it at that?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool, actually. How do you find the markets? What do you think is going to happen in these two markets this year?
Oh, man, marketing is my least favorite part of the job. I don't know. I'm thinking the markets look pretty good right now. I should not get greedy and try to wait them out, but we'll see.
Well, I think you're to be congratulated. It looks like you're having fun, and that's an important part of life no matter what. So keep up the good work, and congratulations again to you and your family for figuring it out. Zoe Kent here with some inspiration for all of us from her family farm in north central Ohio near Bucyrus. Thanks, Zoe. Good luck.
Great. Thank you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Past the hour here on the American Family Farmer program. This portion of the program, this section, I tend not to do reporting, but to do some observing, if you will. And so I'm going to comment on what's referred to as the OFF Act, the OFF Act. There have been a lot of people in the beef industry. This industry obviously starts with cattle, raised on farms all across the country, and the animals get delivered to a packing plant, and then it gets sent, distributed, if you will, to markets, big and small. A lot of cattle pricing has been affected by what I would refer to as government interference, frankly. You ought to be able to get what you... It's the same as the dairy industry. The same kind of stuff is going on here. And so the big ag companies say it's great. The cattle markets are great. We're getting paid a lot for our cattle. And that's the big guys. And so they tell Congress, they don't have to do anything. We're fine. The government shouldn't get involved in the cattle markets because they don't want the government involved in their industry. But there's an exception to the request, if you will, for no government involvement. It's called the Mandatory Beef Checkoff Program. And again, it's there's the same thing goes on in dairy, same thing goes on in pork. Apparently, the now their cattle farmers are going to have to pay $80 million this year through the $1 a head tax collected when they sell their cattle. Why? You don't think people know about beef? You don't think people know what the product is about? Anyway, this is more or less, as far as I can see, a government-mandated tax. So you don't want the government to be involved in the cattle industry, but now they are by requiring this $1 tax, the checkoff program. That is a federal program. So over time, you start wondering, where does all that money go? $80 million a year. You see that much in advertising? The big guys are the people that are responsible for collecting this, say they are helping to sell the product. Well, what's really going on is they're helping corporate fast food restaurants like Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King to sell their product. That's where the money is going. And this, so it's free advertising in essence for Wendy's and for the other outfits I just mentioned. As far as I can tell, I'm looking through this trying to figure it out, and that's what I carry away from understanding that the money isn't going to promote the beef itself from the farm to through the process to its end user. It's being used to help the companies who are selling the beef as a consumer item, i.e. a hamburger joint, a big national hamburger chain like Wendy's. I keep mentioning the obvious ones, McDonald's. And so why is this money going to them to help them instead of to the farmers who are raising the beef? Remember the old Clara Pella, where's the beef? Remember that? Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering here when it comes to this money from the checkoff program. It is not transparent where the money is going, and there are now more organizations that are asking Congress to introduce legislation to make the checkoff program more transparent and more accountable to the farmers. See, I don't think it should be there. I don't think it should be stopped. I don't think there should be a dairy checkoff. I don't think there should be a pork checkoff. I don't think there should be a beef checkoff, because this is what happens with all of them. The dairy checkoff goes to promote Suiza and all of their factory processing plants around the country and the end result of buying milk rather than helping the farmers. The money is coming out of the pocket of the farmer. They don't need help in selling milk. They don't need help in selling beef. What they need is support to do it the right way and get the right price for what they're doing. It doesn't make any difference what's being grown. We're not, as farmers, getting paid what we're supposed to be paid. Period. End of story. And so these dummies take, or we're maybe the dummies because we let them do it, through the legislative process. Every single family farmer should go to his or her legislator and should work to get this thing killed. There are a lot of senators from all around the country who are trying to get some accountability here to start changing the checkoff program. You might check with your representative, your senator, and tell him you support the so-called OFF Act. That's my point of view. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.